Jackie Reed.
Oh, good morning, Skip Murphy. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, happy Tuesday. I know that was a kind of raggedy intro there, Jackie.
No, that was nice.
Oh, you like that? Okay, I was kind of fading it in there. Got to fade
it
out.
I like that because,
bad.
You know, Roland Martin has an open. Uh-huh. Damon has an open. When they get introduced, everybody has an open. I don't have one.
And you don't.
So that's like my open.
Okay, all right, then, baby. We down
my
then.
My introduction.
All right. Okay, so you'll be checking for that every morning that you're on.
I will. Well, now you got to do it every morning for the
okay.
next 2 weeks.
Well, Jackie
Thank
Reed
you.
Is in that intelligent chair. And in the funny chair is comedian Damon Williams. D-Wills,
what's going on?
Yes,
sir. Shouts out to everybody who works outdoors today.
Woo-hoo.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
Everybody except anybody that works on the boot truck. If you're putting boots on people's cars in December, I hope you get frostbite on all 10 of your fingers.
All 10 of them. Man, I saw the construction workers out there, man. Yeah. Doing their thing out there in that freezing cold weather. Tom and Sybil are on Christmas break getting their holiday on. So Merry Christmas. Just think, 5 days away from the big day. Fast approaching, isn't it? It'll be here before you know it. Got to get that shopping done if you're able to do it. And you got a wife you got to take care of, right, D?
Ooh. Well, actually, yes, I do. And it's been a year. It'll be actually a whole year. I had a wife on December 31st.
Yeah.
But we taking good care of each other, so we good.
All right. So kind of like moving on into New Year's, that'll be your anniversary celebration and all?
Uh-huh. From the ceremonial standpoint. Today is the – I got three anniversaries now. I got today when we really did it in the pastor's office. I got
when you really did what? When you really did
oh
what?
Oh, my goodness.
The signing of the documentation.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Skip, let's keep it.
No, family show.
No. It's a weekday and it is the morning.
Jackie. I know, and that's what a family wants to know. What did you do in the pastor's office?
Pastor Victor Walker at the House of Prayer is a really liberal pastor, but he ain't going to have that happen.
No, okay.
He's
all
not
right.
That
okay. Well, you know, Damon's a comedian. I thought he might be, you know, trying to go somewhere, Jackie.
Thanks for the setup, Skip.
Thank you. Well,
Jackie's a serious journalist.
Yeah,
she don't understand. She don't understand
serious.
The bosses are out of town. We can act the fool.
Well, life is too short to be serious.
Don't you get it, Jack? Don't y'all know when you had the job and it's right around
I
Christmas?
I am the hall monitor.
Oh, she's the hall monitor.
I am the patrol. I'm the hall monitor.
It's people going to be drinking at their desk for the rest of this week.
Yeah, man. Leading up
the
to
bosses are out of town. They're on vacation. Ain't nobody doing no work between now and New Year's Day or January 2nd.
This close to Christmas, no.
Okay.
Not a lot of work going on, for sure.
Shoot. So, Damon, I kind of interrupted your ceremonial process and how'd that go down now? You said.
Well, you know, we signed the papers on the 20th, so that's one. And then we went to, you know, did it on Star Plaza, which I'll be at New Year's Eve again this year, on stage. And then the getting together for the first time was St. Patrick's Day. So I got three anniversaries to remember. But luckily, they fall on monumental days like holidays and such.
But that's cool, man. We can get with that. Y'all, the Electoral College has voted to ratify Donald Trump. 538 electors finally met to formally elect and say Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. We talked about that yesterday, didn't we, Jackie? And
we did. We talked about it. It is official. But did you see that one lady that was protesting?
No.
Who was in the audience as they were voting? Oh, man. I said if that were a black woman, they would have, well.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But she was very upset. But, yeah, it's official. It was interesting how some people who were supposed to cast their vote for Hillary Clinton voted for other people instead. Like three people voted for Colin Powell. One person voted for Bernie Sanders.
Uh-huh.
And one person voted for the Native
Honorable
American
Minister
tribal
Farrakhan.
Leader, Faith Spotted Eagle. No. No votes that we know of for the minister.
Yeah, and I understand. Yeah, we almost thought it was a waste of time, but I guess it's just a formality that had to be cleared up.
It's a formality, but there was an effort. We talked about this yesterday, Skip. There was an effort underway to try to encourage the Electoral College members to change their votes.
Yeah.
To vote, you know, to vote for someone else. But as we said yesterday, it would have just gone to Congress, to the House of Representatives. It's a Republican House. They would have probably put Trump into office anyway, more than likely.
Now, the inauguration will be, what, January 20th? Is that right?
January 21st.
And Donald Trump says, I don't need no big stars at my inaugural party. I don't need nobody to come in and be singing and going on.
That's good. He doesn't need it because it looks like no one is going to come.
Yeah, that's the translation. Can't get nobody. Can't find nobody to come and sing and party with me.
Now, you know you terrible if you can't get no celebrities and you were the host of the Celebrity Apprentice. You should have a whole bunch of celebrities. You were the show of the Celebrity Apprentice, and you can't get a celebrity.
Well, Scott Baio is supposed to.
Come
to take part.
Yeah, and the second Darren from Bewitched.
Yeah, the second one. First one rolled up and up out of here. Got to buy Felicia on it. All right, it's good. Well, did y'all see the First Lady be interviewed with Oprah last night on CBS?
How much do you love her?
So eloquent, isn't she? Just awesome.
She is so everything. In spite of everything that's going on, I know how disappointed she and her husband are. Yeah. You know, you never see it. She tries to be so positive. Although she did say something about, us realizing now what not having hope feels like. You know, that rubbed Donald Trump the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had to. But, you know, and I love the way she addressed the haters, too. You know, Cindy, she just expected it. So it kind of makes haters feel like a fool that you're out there just exerting all that energy, that negative energy, and it don't even matter. Because she knows what you're doing. And so she can kind of see through all that. And I thought that was very good.
And she just got a new house in Hawaii and Los Angeles. Yeah, got one in Chicago. Right, they're about to get millions of dollars traveling and speaking. And Felicia was the perfect answer to
wasn't
that.
Wasn't it? Yeah, she hit it. Looks like President Obama has pardoned a whole lot of people. Clemency to like 231 individuals. I believe it was the largest single day act ever. So President has granted clemency. So maybe little Boo Boo and Willie and Clyde and Sylvia Ann, all them will be home for the holidays. Man,
and it's a lot of Ray Rays and Boo Boos that's already at somebody's house that's gonna have to move out.
Yeah, so they gotta move out.
You ain't know she had him at the crib. He coming when? Hey, this man cave got to get out this house. This fool coming home. I got to make a sewing room out of your man cave. You got to go.
Not a sewing room.
I can see that. Yeah, what a surprise. That's surprising news to a lot.
Right, wait a minute. When do they get out, though? I know he released them, but when do they get out? Because I got to turn this man cave into a sewing room. This dude been around here for 8 years.
Oh, my God.
Taking care of the business.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought he had 15 to 20. He get out when?
Ooh, now that's a reality show right there, Damon. It's right there. Got to get him out for a boy. Get out. Gets back home. On a sad note yesterday, y'all, those terrorist attacks in Germany and Turkey, and ISIS claimed responsibility. And what just floored me was seeing what was going down on TV yesterday, you know, when the Russian ambassador was in Turkey and he was in the art gallery making a speech right there at the podium. And then you had the ISIS guy from ISIS dressed up in a nice suit behind him. You thought he was part of the security. And then he pulls out
and shot him right there.
Yes, right there on TV, just four or five times. And killed him right there, the Russian ambassador. And ISIS claimed responsibility for that. But I believe they later blew old boy away, didn't they?
Well, he was a Turkish police officer who was upset about, you know, the bloodshed in Syria. He shouted out, "Don't forget Aleppo. Don't forget Syria." You know, after he shot the ambassador.
And they say he was only 22 years old. So what did it take to be a police officer over there? For one.
Yeah.
And for two, how are we supposed to spot terrorists if they start to dress like they work at Zara?
Stop it.
You got a point there. How are you going to recognize them? That's right.
Jackie, you can laugh, you know that.
Secret Service security officer. A Secret Service like security officer, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Jackie, you're not going to get upset if I mention sports right here, are you? Now, this is good. This is a good sports thing right here. Cowboys Ezekiel Elliott, you remember when he scored a touchdown on Sunday night and he ran and jumped in the Salvation Army kettle and everybody thought the NFL was going to fine him, but the NFL didn't fine him for doing that. But the increase in giving for the Salvation Army increased 61% after he jumped in that kettle. And
I like that sports story.
Okay, and he wears number 21, so most of the people were making $21 donations. How about that, Jackie? That didn't upset
That's
you.
That's a good one.
That didn't turn you off? Okay.
That didn't
turn you off.
And I say you're speaking to an audience of mostly ladies.
Yeah, okay. All right. So all those $21 donations, I think Zeke dropped in like $21,000. Himself.
That's nice.
All right, that's pretty good. So you happy? Yeah,
a lot of ladies are happy with sports too. I know a lot of real serious female sports fans.
No, a lot of women love sports, but there are so many other things that we love too. Men, Skip gets up in the morning before he does the show and goes straight to the sports page. We've talked about a variety of things this morning, which was really refreshing.
How you know what Skip
if
does
Skip
first thing
his
in the morning?
Way, he would talk because I know.
That's what it. No,
would,
damn that. Inquiry minds want to know.
Different sport.
How
Nobody
you
wants to know,
know
but you. Nobody wants to know but you. Nobody
what Skip does first thing in the morning. That's the
Nobody,
bigger, better
stop
question.
Trying
here.
To go there. He'll talk about 8 sports stories in a row, which women don't want to talk about.
You don't want to know about who won the game last night? Carolina?
No.
Redskins? Carolina won. Got it in there real quick on you, did a Jackie? Take that. Oh, man, coming up, it is Tuesday. We got 5 days before the big day, before Christmas rolls in. Tom and Sybil are on vacation. Damon's going to get really ignorant with that seriously ignorant news. Our SIN correspondent coming up later this hour, too. This is the TJMS. Check your time, 12 past the hour.